On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I'm one half of your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
How the hell are you doing today? It's fucking cold out here, man. I fucking thought we moved down here for a reason. And we fucking left the house this morning to go grocery shopping. And granted, we do go early before the sun comes up. And everyone knows that we like to get out the house to get our stuff done early. So, it was of course, it'd be a little bit colder. But there was frost on the grass. There was frost on the fucking windshield. And it's November. And I know people are going to be like, oh, it's November. Of course it's supposed to be like that. But not here. Not in Myrtle Beach. Not where we moved. And when we first moved down here, it used to be like 70 at around this time. Remember? It was like shorts weather.
Yeah.
And every year since, it's gotten progressively fucking colder. Today, how cold was it today? Did you check?
48, I think.
48 fucking degrees, man. This is insane. Besides the cold weather, how the hell are you doing? What's going on with you?
All right. I'm not doing nothing. Yeah. Not up to anything. Playing this fucking game. That's about it.
The game becomes a fucking job. Can it be a game still if it becomes a job if you have to do tasks and chores every fucking day? Like the game beckons you to come in, and if you miss something, you fall behind? Is that a game?
Well, at least it gives me something to do.
Well, I'm right along with you. Like, I turn it on, too, in the morning and turn on for a little bit and we get our stuff done and that's it. You know, it only takes about 30 minutes a day. You got to log in and play this fucking thing. But still, it's like, I remember back in video games, you would just buy the damn thing and it would be in a box. You would just blow on the disc. You would pop it in there a few times and had to jingle it a certain way to get the damn thing to turn on. But once it did, that was the game. You purchased the game for whatever the game cost back in the day. I think it was like 30 or 40 bucks for a Nintendo game way back when. But fucking, you bought the game and that was it. There was no downloadable content. There was no, like, shit, day one you have to purchase more shit. If you pre-order it, you'll get special weapons. You know, it wasn't like that back then. That was the full experience. But now, they've got subscription models and all sorts of stuff. So it's a crazy fucking world out there, man.
It sucks.
It does, doesn't it? There's too many fucking options.
It costs you goddamn much money.
Jesus, keep up with fucking, you got, I mean, with these games, though, it's like you have this game where you have to fight and you have to play, and the longer you play, ideally, the stronger you get. But video game companies got greedy along the way, and now it's like you can spend money if you get your parents' credit card. So now you're fucking playing against children who fucking have rich parents and they're kicking their ass because all they do is harass their mom for 5 minutes after you kick their ass, and now they harass their mom and now they're kicking your ass. And you got bills to pay, so you're getting your ass kicked until you get a fucking raise. And that's the video game life for you. But otherwise, you been watching anything?
I was trying to think of what I was watching over the weekend, and I don't think I was watching anything. Yeah. Rewatching Scream movies. And people are like, again?
Yeah, you watch them a lot.
No, man. I binged them for Halloween.
I feel like you watch like them I do every a year. Lot, man. You're like, you
but
love
then,
these fucking movies.
Sammy out of nowhere said she wanted to watch them with me. She's never seen them before. And I'm like, are you serious? I literally just binged these like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we've been watching one a night. So we watched 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. How many are there? I can't even remember. Six or seven? Six.
Seven. Well, the seventh one is going to come out, and that's
the seventh one is going to be completely fucked.
I don't think so, man. They're going to bring Neve Campbell back. They're bringing them all back. They're going to have to. Because if you got people invested in six and five and six with
these
new people.
You got to drop that whole story from the last movie. You got to
You got to bring the originals back. Movie. That's the only way it'll be Scream. It's like, Neve Campbell, we're sorry. Yeah. I know we gave you a swan song, but we need you. We need you, and you need a job, bitch, because you ain't doing shit. Let's just fucking cut the bullshit. How much do you know? How much do you want?
I don't
you
know,
ain't getting Jennifer Aniston money.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm watching them again during Christmas time. Which is what I said. We should be watching Christmas movies. We're watching freaking Halloween movies.
Well, I mean, technically, we're in the Christmas season. I get it. But Christmas movies can wait till December 1st.
No. Thanksgiving has come and gone. It's time for Christmas stuff.
I don't think I'm going to watch any... I'm not a Christmas movie person. I didn't watch any Halloween movies except for Harry Potter. I watched a couple of those. I got to throw that in there whenever I get a chance. God. Harry Potter was the only Halloween movie I watched during Halloween. I watched just the first two, and I've been, like, stalled on those. So, if it's been over a week and I haven't watched something, you can consider that one dead on arrival. So, Harry Potter, rest in peace. I made it through the first two, and I enjoy them immensely. But it's been too long. I don't think I'm going back to those, but... Are you done with what you watched?
And I'm rewatching Gossip Girl. But I have to say, because already you're giving me a
lot. No, I'm not. No, we talked about that this morning.
Yeah. I watched a season and a half or two seasons and stopped. I don't know why. I was trying to figure it out. And I was wondering if I started it in New York and then we moved down here with my dad and lived with him. Mm-mm. For a couple months, and so I couldn't watch it. Like, I don't know. For some reason, I stopped watching it. I don't know what the fuck happened.
You watched it here in this house. I remember you watching it because I would walk back and forth, and I remember I would hear XOXO, and I'm like, wow, that girl's got a sexy voice. And you told me it was the girl from Kristen Bell.
I said that?
You told me it was Kristen Bell. I'm like, oh, Kristen Bell, the Dax Shepherd's wife. You're like, yeah, that was her. I don't remember that either. I'm like, oh, she does it. Yeah,
sounds pretty. I don't know. Anyways, whatever. Yeah. So I'm rewatching that, but I know for a fact I never finished it. So
that one looked like I had a pretty good cast. I had a lot of people in there that I like. It's got the guy from You, who I liked in that one. It's got Blake Lively, who looks like Blake Lively always. She came out the womb with that fucking face. I swear to God, man, her face has never changed. Mm-hmm. Never. She's always looked that good. You said some blasphemous shit too about her the other day. What was it, yesterday? You said something about Blake. You said she's homely looking. I'm like, I stopped dead in my tracks.
No, I said she's average looking. That's what I said.
What? Average.
I said she's pretty for an average looking person.
I never seen anybody looking like that at CVS picking up fucking shampoo. Fucking counting coupons at fucking Rite Aid or whatever. She ain't average.
Yeah, you know quite a few people in there, and it's catty girls. Which is right up your freaking alley.
That's right up my fucking alley. I love me some catty bitches, man. I love catty bitches since Bring It On. Since like 1996. It's got catty bitches and I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So maybe add that to your list. Who knows?
I may Gossip Girl somewhere. I might put it on that shit, man. It's got people I like in there. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
That one is up my alley. How many episodes is that one?
Oh, I haven't even looked, but I think it's like six seasons, maybe.
All right,
possibly.
I'm putting it on a fucking. It's official. I am putting it on the list right now. Gossip Girl, it's on the list.
There you go.
They literally just made the list, so there you go. Because it's got everyone I like in there.
Yeah.
What else did you watch? That's it.
That's it. I just started watching that one, so I'm in the middle of season one. Mm. I don't even know what episode I'm on, but. No. So far, so good. I haven't quit it yet, so we'll see if I get all the way through.
Awesome. Listen, I finished Vikings.
Okay.
Fucking brilliant show, man. I highly recommend this show to people. It's got, if you are into like a warrior story, if you like Conan, if you like any of these like warrior stories, you know, this is right up your fucking alley, man. Anything... badass. If you like Games of Thrones, you're going to love this. I think this is better than Game of Thrones. It's just because I like the realistic aspect of it. You don't have dragons and undead zombies and ice walls and shit, even though that could even be fucking real. I'm not going down that fucking story. Who knows anymore? But it was just one of those fucking shows, man, where like I've talked about it enough now where people kind of get the story. You got King Ragnar and his wife, Lagertha. They had their kid. He left her for another woman, Ass Slug, and then they had a bunch of kids. And then you've got
and
the
then
kids.
Some
yeah.
came back.
Yeah, you see, you know the story. But then you get the kids' ascension, and then the climax of what happens with them. And I don't want to ruin it for anybody because people do listen to these reviews and they follow along. I don't know how far people are along, if they're as quick as me with the shows or not, but it does have a very satisfying ending. And it was a beautiful story, man. It really was. It was great. Like the more I think about this show, the higher the ranking gets for it. I started off with a certain score, a final score, and it kept getting higher because I'm like, man, this was masterful storytelling. It started off with the kid. He was a little boy. You see his ascension and his send-off. I'm not spoiling anything by saying send-off might be the greatest send-off I've ever seen in this setting. of a warrior bad. It was fucking badass, man. Like, you can't watch that and not feel something. His send-off was so fucking good. And the score just kept getting higher and higher for me with this show. And the one character I really hated, the one bastard son of his that can't walk, and he had, like, the brittle bones. They called him Ivar the Boneless. I fucking hated him. He was my number one most hated character on a show that's a bad guy. Like, he did his job as a bad guy. I hated him. And it dragged my score down. I hated him that much. It was starting to ruin my enjoyment. But the way they played it off, everything worked out well. I started off to give this show a B, and now I'm giving it a fucking A-, man. This is up there. It was a fucking hell of a show. It really was, man. The storytelling was great. Everybody, it felt like everybody had a full, like, story, you know? Kind of like Orange is the New Black, where everyone had a story, everyone meant something. You knew their feats, you knew what they did. Like, everybody meant something on this show, and that's rare to do. And they had Lagertha, who was my favorite character, I think, probably of all time on a TV show. She was so fucking good. Like, I rooted for this woman. She was such a good character. Vikings was fucking amazing. I'm so glad I watched the show.
Good.
And my original score for this was a B. Talking about it, my score got even higher, because that's how good the storytelling was. So I'm settling on an A- on that Vikings. Fucking amazing show, man. Amazing, amazing, amazing. From one amazing show to another one, man. Handmaid's Tale. I finished that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Technically not finished. It's not done yet, but I am caught up. There's no more Handmaids for me to watch as of yet. I like this show, man. I'll tell you what, though. It did go downhill. It did go downhill once they stopped being handmaids and she got off the...
It's just like,
the reservation, yeah.
It wasn't as good.
It wasn't
it's
good.
It's still good.
Very good show.
It's still good. It's just like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It just started getting a little boring to me.
Yeah, I'm ready
for it.
I'm
ready for it to end. Yeah.
This could have been the end right here. This season could have wrapped it up in 5, but they're bringing it back because it's a cash cow. So
yeah,
I see how they can do another season of it. It's just at this point, man. I mean,
like I'm done.
I'm done with it. And yeah. And I'm sorry, but her daughter Hannah, at some point, you gotta let the bitch go. I mean, you haven't seen her in like a decade at this point. She doesn't know you. She has another family. You gotta let her go.
Yeah.
What are you fighting for at this point? She's gone to you, man. She is gone. She is not your kid. She is not... You fucked up. You don't feel bad for some of these people, really. Like, I don't feel bad for June. She put herself in that position. When you see the flashbacks of how she got to be a handmaid, she kind of did it to herself, you know? A lot of these people were just handing over their rights, and that's how you see the degradation of society now. People handing over their rights, you see how easy it is to get taken over. So that's why I love The Handmaid's Tale so much, because this is so parallel to what could really happen. Scary, you know, but I don't know, man. This show is really fucking good, though, and I'm looking forward to the way it ends. It wouldn't be a spoiler if I just kind of talked about it a little bit, would it?
I don't think so. It's been out for years.
It's been out for a couple. Really, season 5's been out for a couple of years.
At least a year and a half. I feel like I've been waiting forever for this.
Holy
fucking
shit!
To
see, I had no idea. To me, it's brand new. It just wrapped last night.
Yeah,
me,
I've been sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's not even coming back until next year sometime. So.
Well, they were finally getting away, and they were going to go west, and they were going to hop on a train, and June, the baby, and her husband were going to hop on there, and he was a wanted fugitive for killing a guy who was after her, sent from Gilead, yeah, they say, yeah. But yeah, he was going to, you know, I think of Gillette for some reason, when I don't know why I think of Gillette, the fucking,
the razor?
Yeah, the razor, whatever. But anyway... He killed a guy that was sent to kill her, so he was wanted by them. And he's like, listen, they're going to be looking for me. You guys just get away. I'll give you enough time. And they got on the train. They were getting away, June and the baby, going out west to some encampment. She looks up, and the fucking ultimate slapper, Serena's on there with her baby. And they look at each other, and they're just staring at each other as it fucking fades to black, and you're looking at season 6. Dude... These two are linked. That's their story. You have one who starts off at the top, mm-hmm. and one who's at the bottom, and they meet in the middle, and they have to survive this thing together. And that's the story of Handmaid's Tale, ultimately. These two ideologies coming together and thinking, like, hey, there's a better way. Like, you're extreme, I'm extreme. There's a way we can meet in the middle and survive. I think that's the big end game here for Handmaid's Tale. I think that's what's going to happen. Serena and June are going to do a TV special together and unite everybody. They're going to be on, like, Oprah or some shit.
Oprah.
And they're going to be talking. She's like, listen, you know, we got to get the birth rates down, but women have rights. And it's going to be a tale of women overcoming, which I love. I'm a sucker for that shit. I don't know if I was a fucking woman in a past life or something, but this stuff really, it really does make me happy to see the woman overpowerment, so that gets me already. Handmaid's Tale is really good. I can't give it a final score. I can't because it's not done, but as of right now, it's trending high.
Yeah.
It ain't trending higher than Vikings. It depends how it ends. I mean, because Handmaid's was an easy A at one point, and then it's like, it started to dip. Like, once they stopped becoming Handmaid's, I'm kind of...
Once she went to Canada, it was over.
Yeah, once she went to Canada, I'm like, there's nothing to worry about anymore.
She's not on the run anymore. It's just like, whatever.
And I'm really confused about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I am. The freaking sheriff guy who's, like, helping her out, and he was from Parenthood. I'm like, why is he using their terminology, like, praise be and shit? I mean, like they're making fun of that.
Yeah.
Everyone sees them as a joke. But he's saying it to him like, oh, blessed be the fruit. He said it to him, and he's not saying it in a jester way. And he's in love with Serena. It seems like he is.
I know.
He's always, like, all up in her face, like their lips are touching as they're talking and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, they haven't really hinted at it, but they're just really awkward together. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't get the fucking relationships in some of these scenes. It's a really good show, though, man. And, something I actually just finished watching today was a show called 11/22/1963. It was a miniseries. It was based off a Stephen King book. It was 8 episodes. Each episode was about an hour long, and it's got James Franco in it. And I know you saw it with me a while back. It came out in 2011 or so.
And like, what made you, like, I'm being serious, what made you watch this? My podcast just reviewed it last week.
Are you kidding?
No, because one person on there...
You were looking at me weird the whole time.
Yeah, because I'm like, it was on Hulu. She came on and she was talking about how great the show was, blah, blah, blah. And so then the show was like, do you recommend it? And they're like, yeah. And they went and looked and they're like, this is an old show.
Huh.
That is fucking strange.
That is weird, man.
Okay, so did you like
it? You're freaking me out now. We saw this. We saw this. You saw this with me.
Did I?
Yeah, you saw this with me. It was about JFK's assassination, and he went to some diner where they had like a portal where he can go back to the time, and he can relive that day, and he could reset the day if he screwed up to get back and try to solve who killed JFK and stop it or whatever.
Okay.
We saw this together a while back. As I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, this is so familiar. And I didn't remember anything except for James Franco, and certain scenes were like flashes in my brain, like, okay, it was jogging things. And then one scene in particular, I remember the entire ending. I'm like, okay, I saw this. But I did finish watching anyway, because it's like, all right, seeing with a different set of eyes now, with a conspiratorial set of eyes. Like, all right, let's see what they do with it. And it's Stephen King, so he's a fucking insane leftist. So you kind of wonder what kind of slant they'd go with. So I decided to finish watching it. And it was a really good story, man. It was really sweet. And I forgot one of my favorite fucking lady actresses of all time, the old lady who was Helena Cassidyne on General Hospital.
Oh, God, yeah.
I fucking love... You know, I love me some Helena, man. She was my favorite. Whenever they said Helena's coming back, I'd be like, isn't somebody. Don't ever drink a fucking drink in her house, man. If she ever pours you a drink and you just fucking... Just hold it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God, she's a bitch.
But, man, she was really good in this. She only has a very small cameo in it, and I can't really say who she plays because it'll spoil the whole freaking thing, but this is a really good story. This guy goes back in time to solve JFK's, stop and prevent the assassination. And he just goes through and he becomes immersed in the 60s.
Huh.
And it's 8 episodes. It's very short. It's 8 episodes, about 8 hours of your time. If you got a day, you can binge it. I binged it over about 2 days, and really good show. So check that out.
There's a lot of JFK stuff that came out this week because of the anniversary. A lot of it. On every single app, there's something popping up.
Yeah, this JFK thing, man. It's, just another thing in a long line of lies by our fucking government, man. You know, you got that. You got the moonwalk and shit. Or the moonwalk. No, the moonwalk was real. The moon landing was not.
You tried Ozark too, didn't you?
I did. I was just about to bring up Ozark. That was my last thing in my notes here. I'm 2 episodes in, and I'm going to say that I was completely correct. That Jason Bateman plays Jason Bateman. In a film about Jason Bateman. But yeah, that's the truth, man. Jason Bateman. I think that'll be the thing. I'm going to do the movie guy voice every time I talk about Jason Bateman. Because that's what he does. He plays himself in everything. He's like, you know, I'm just this fucking guy who's average at his job, average. My wife's cheating on me. I watch it all the time, but I'm too afraid to say something to her. I'm Jason Bateman. That's him. He's pathetic. He's fucking pitiful in life. He's a fucking weasel. He weaseled his way into not getting killed in the first episode, and he was going to commit suicide, and I was hoping he did, but he didn't.
You're such a dick.
His wife is a piece of garbage on this show, man. I hate her. I hate his daughter. Oh my God, I hate the son. I hate his family in this.
Yeah.
I almost feel bad for Jason Bateman.
Yeah. Well, he usually plays a character that you end up feeling bad for.
Because he's pitiful as hell, man. That's what he does. That's Jason Bateman. And it was directed by Jason Bateman. Real stretch for him to play himself in this one, I'm telling you, you know?
Are you going to keep going?
So far, yeah. It's a good show so far. I mean, I'm definitely enjoying it. It's only 44 episodes. I can do this.
Yeah, there's not many.
I can easily do this. And this one's not complete either, is it? It's another one I'm
going
to
finish. No, it's done.
It's done. Ooh, okay. So when I finish these episodes, I'm done with the series.
Yep, it's over.
Okay, all right.
I think Excellent. It ended last year or the year before.
All right, so I'll give a final review on that. When was the next show? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Can I do it by Wednesday? Probably not. I'm thinking Friday. By Friday I can do it. With my work schedule and shit, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll have it done by Friday. I'll do a final review on Ozark. It could probably do all right. I mean, so far, so good. It's just Jason Bateman.
Just get past that. And just like Bateman. The storyline, because it's good.
He's not a bad actor, but he plays that one character, man.
I know, and I love that character.
He's this average fucking guy. He's just got a $5 haircut. He just fucking doesn't live outside his means. He doesn't gamble. He only has two drinks when he goes out. You know? He stays up late crunching numbers next to a fucking dimly lit bulb in the office by himself at night. You know, that's Jason Bateman for you. That's his character, man. That's what he fucking does. So that's about all I watched, though. I guess I watched a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you did. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
You finished two shows and then started a couple. Actually, you finished three shows because the JFK one, too.
Well, that was a mini-series. I don't want to count that one. You gotta actually start watching shit or what?
I mean, listen.
You're watching Gossip Girl.
I'm watching Gossip Girl.
That's it. What happened to you?
I can't watch multiple things at the same fucking time. Mm-hmm. Because I forget. Like, my memory is shot to shit now. So I have to concentrate on one thing. Because if I watch, like, a couple episodes of Gossip Girl and then watch a couple episodes of something else, I'm going to completely forget what the fuck I just watched on Gossip Girl. So I can't. I have to stick with one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like back in the day where episodes came out once a week and I could do that.
Yeah. No, I
can't do that anymore. You know what it is? It's because they have everything streaming, you can binge everything. During COVID, they threw 10 episodes at a time at you, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And now I can't go back to watching the way TV used to be. I absolutely
fucking loved when they were putting brand new shit on there.
Yeah, and it was just oh my god, great. I can watch it all right now, and I would be done in a weekend, and I loved it.
It was nice, yeah.
So,
it was fucking beautiful.
I blame all the streaming services that did it to me.
I am so happy these things exist, though.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So much better. TV sucked, man. I remember having 900 channels. You have, five different ESPN2s, and you're like, what the fuck with
this
shit?
And if I want to watch a live thing, I'll just go to, Paramount or something and throw a live channel on. It's just not a big deal.
But we always resorted to watch, and I don't know why, because, I mean, we were fucking broke as shit we first got together. So we would not have cable for a while and then get it and then be happy. But then we'd always watch the same shit that we watched when we didn't have cable. It would just be clear. Oh, we get to watch King of Queens and fucking Clear. That's what those bunny ears, you know?
And Maury.
Yeah, and Maury. We'd be watching the same old shit, but we had DVR. We could record it and rewatch it again later. We were drunk. I don't know. Stupid shit. But it's nice to have these options. So And I'm in the final act of my life. I probably only got a couple of months left anyway. So I'm just going to enjoy it, watching TV and enjoying things in my retirement age.
You're an idiot.
I mean, what the fuck else am I going to do? I'm over 40 years old. I'm going to go hanging out and shit. This is life now, man. I'm going to go fucking clubbing. What the fuck do I look like? I'm 41. Damn it, I'm fucking old. All right. Someone else just got older because today's someone's birthday. And I don't want to be rude to the birthday boy or girl because there's only two genders, kids. So let's not forget that. Today is November 27th, which means you have a special birthday. And Florida Man has a great present for you. He stabbed a woman over an underdone potato.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever bit into a raw potato by accident?
I don't like it. Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
An undercooked potato? It's like it's fluffy and then... Why is it not...
It just throw it back in the oven or the microwave or something and fix it.
Yeah, a potato's an easy one to fix. You can't overcook it.
Well,
you can, but But they're so fucking worth it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Throw some Italian dressing on that bitch.
Oh, my God, man.
It's so good.
Dude, And heaven carbs don't count. At least that's what I was told.
I haven't had a baked potato in fucking years.
I'm just going to like push past everybody, but like, yeah, just check my name in. Yeah, my name's on the list. Just get me past the pearly gates, and I want to go to that buffet because you know there's going to be nothing but fucking sweets and chocolates and all sorts of good stuff. And it's going to be goodness. But this police say a 36-year-old Florida man is accused of stabbing a woman with a fork over an undercooked potato. Action News reports Kenneth Crumpton, he was getting crump, he was arrested Monday and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He's remained in a Nassau County jail on a $25,000 bond on Tuesday. An arrest report says the victim told a witness that Crumpton stabbed her in the head with a fork. What the fuck show was I just watching where someone did that shit? Someone just fucking did that on this show. He's fucking stabbed motherfuckers with forks. I can't remember. It was like just recent. Yeah, and Crumpton told investigators she threw the fork at her and it glanced off her head. Police said the woman had multiple stab wounds and blood was on her head, but she refused treatment for her injuries. Jail records did not list an attorney for Crumpton. Hmm. So there you go. I mean, just learn how to cook better, bitch. That's all. You ain't asking for much.
It's not done until it slides off the fork.
Exactly. You stab it as far as it'll go. I don't know
how to cook, and I know how to do that.
That's an easy one.
If it's not sliding off the fork, it's not done. Leave it in there for another 10 minutes. Check again.
No, absolutely, man.
Goodness, man. Although it really makes me want to
Sons of Anarchy. With the fork.
The worst fucking death scene.
I was just wondering, which one was it where they were forking people? It was Sons of Anarchy.
Fucking bitch.
It was Sons of Anarchy with the fork, yeah.
That scene pissed me off.
So you were thinking that. I was thinking about the Asian man with the fucking fork.
Oh, I was thinking, that was awful.
That was the one I was thinking, yeah.
That one was terrible.
I'm sitting there like, what show was it with the forks?
Yes, yeah, that I was forgot the one. About yeah. that.
They were stabbing and killing the fuckers with forks and shit.
Oh my God, that was gruesome. That was horrible.
Oh my goodness. Well, I got some horrible news for you here. I got a couple political ones here because I checked the email for the first time in like 2 weeks and there was some good stuff that I wanted to talk about. There's things I couldn't avoid, and I was being lazy. So, this is what you're getting today, bitch.
Great.
Mayor Eric Adams blasts students' vile show of anti-Semitism that forced a teacher to hide in their office. So you know what this is all about, obviously, right? Where this anti-Semitism is coming from. You know where it's coming from. We all fucking know what's going on in the news. Some of us just chose to avoid it for a long time, so thank you for sending this one in. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said city officials are investigating a vile show of anti-Semitism in which students at a high school in Queens reportedly rioted after learning a teacher attended a pro-Israel rally. So a teacher cannot have different views from them or you will get assaulted, harassed. I mean, what the fuck? Do these kids even know what they're fighting for? Do they even know what they're fighting for? Do they know what the issues are?
No.
Are they just following LeBron James's tweet?
That's all they're doing.
Is that what they're doing? Seriously.
What kid pays attention in school?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I didn't know what the fucking war was. I didn't know what they were playing when I was a kid. I had no idea.
We got to do a paper on this shit. I never paid attention. I didn't learn a fucking thing. I just barely passed.
Remember Operation Desert Storm? I'm like, what the fuck is it?
Yeah.
I had no idea what the fuck it was in school. I remember it was G.I. Joe and Sergeant Slaughter talked about it on TV. I was like, oh, cool. Get him, Desert Storm. You asked me on the street, hey, 9-year-old nerd.
Yeah, no.
What does it mean? I would say G.I. Joe. I don't know. So anyway, this incident shut down Hillcrest High School in Jamaica Hills, Queens for 2 hours on Monday and forced a teacher to hide inside a locked office while the students rampaged down the halls. So the students just saw an opportunity to cause hell in school and to disrupt the classes. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And they ran with it. So the vile show of anti-Semitism at Hillcrest High School was motivated by ignorance-fueled hatred, plain and simple, and it will not be tolerated in any of our schools, let alone anywhere else in our city, Adams wrote on his X account.
Sittums.
Cinnamon.
Sittums.
Oh, Mayor Cinnamon.
God.
What do you expect?
No,
you
it's expect? Fine. I love it because I don't feel so bad when I what fuck up because I fuck up all the time.
What do you expect? I'm fucking stoned right now.
I know. You have an excuse. I don't. But it's turning to
mush.
Feel better.
My brain's turning to mush. He added, we're better than this. Students planned a protest after seeing a Facebook photo with a teacher holding a sign that read, I stand with Israel. So listen, man. People are fighting over this now, you know? She had a sign that says, I stand with it. Why can't she have that opposing viewpoint? Why can't she have that opposing viewpoint? Like, why are you fighting for it? Like, why are you fighting for this shit? I just don't understand this, man. You got students in school fighting teachers.
So stupid.
Over something that has nothing to do with them at all.
No.
There's nothing to do with this country.
And then they don't understand.
You don't understand it. It doesn't affect you. So why are you fighting over it? People just want to fight. They're just looking for excuses, man. I guarantee you there's going to be fights over dumber and dumber shit that is less and less significant until it's just a fucking full-on war in the streets, man. That's what we're heading towards. People are looking for any reason to fight. We're fighting over shit that doesn't even concern us. Doesn't concern us. This has nothing to do with America. Nothing at all. But for some reason, we got to insert our fucking nose in everything, and everybody has to have a damn opinion. Anytime there's a microphone shoved in someone's face, hey, what do you think about this? I don't know. I'm a fucking football player. Can you ask me about the game? Why you ask me about my opinion on this? Why you got to ask me about Trump? You know?
Yeah.
It's the fucking craziest thing when you watch a UFC fight when Trump shows up there and the reporters are like, hey, what do you think about President Trump? Like, motherfucker, I just got my head kicked in. Can you fucking ask me about the fight? You know?
You see Bill Burr's wife flipped him off?
Yeah, like, why the fuck is that dumb bitch making the news?
Like, who is she beside his
wife? Who the fuck
wife?
Is she? You know, she flipped off Trump and that's all they needed.
And that picture was everywhere.
And you know, Bill Burr does not like this attention at
no.
all.
No. Oh my God, I could...
Next time we go to the fucking... Just keep your fucking hands to yourself.
Oh my God, that'll be in his next stand-up show.
Oh my God, you know what, man? It's just, it's something else. It really is. And I'm not even going to read any more of this topic because it doesn't matter anymore. Eric Adams is finally trying to get a hold of certain issues because he's lost the support of the Democratic Party. He's not in their pocket anymore. So now he's starting to go off against Joe Biden. He's trying to say that D.C. abandoned them because of the whole migrant situation. I like seeing stuff like this come out because they start to eat themselves. Fucking Andrew Cuomo tried to come out again and say, hey, I'm going to run for something. Immediately sex scandal followed right after that. They knocked his ass right back the fuck out. Another attack. They've got so many cases built up against each other because you can't trust each other. That's why they're destined to fall. But what they want to do first before they fall, you know, because they all got dirt at each other. They're waiting to expose it. It'll all just collapse one day. But before they do that, they're going to take us with them. It's a fucking mess. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's fucked up. It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. You can't even go to school now, you know? Yeah. The teacher posts something on their fucking page. I don't even know why you got to post that shit on your page anyway. I stand with you're a fucking school teacher. Why do you have to go on your social media and make it so? Why does anybody feel the need to go on social media and make a fucking statement? You know, just... I get it. You're supposed to go on there and have conversation and shit, you know? But it's just like, I stand with Israel. Someone else doesn't. Okay. Who cares? Why does there have to be a battle? I mean, that, like, I guess that should be my question. Why does there have to be a battle over this shit? Why can't you say you're at peace, I say mine, and that's the fucking end of it? Why do you got to interject and fight? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. And as a teacher, I would want my profile private.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't want any of my kids looking me up seeing my pictures and what I'm doing. And I wouldn't, like, that would make me so uncomfortable.
No, yeah, well, definitely. Definitely, man.
Knowing all your business? Like, oh my God, if you're a teacher, no, thank you.
Yeah, because you know they look you up.
Of course.
What's the
if we
first
had that
thing?
When we were in school, I would have looked up my teachers, been like, what?
You know? Did it with the kids. I remember I remember you looked up their teachers on social media immediately when we got the list. You're looking at what the suit they look like, you know, what they're all about and shit. I remember. That's just the right thing to do.
Who's going to be taking care of my kid during the day?
Yeah.
Let me find out.
Oh my God, I see a rainbow flag, pull him. Mother of two dies after drinking too much water while medical staff was distracted by phones. Really, can you blame the hospital for this one?
No.
The bitch can't control her own water intake and died. Mother of two, who was admitted to a hospital in England following a mental health breakdown, died after drinking too much water while the staff was distracted by their phones. Michelle Whitehead, 45, was admitted to the Millbrook Mental Health Unit in Sutton in Asheville, near her home, on May 2021. She began drinking water excessively while at the unit and slipped into a coma after reaching dangerously low sodium levels, which led to brain swelling. Despite psychogenic polydipsia being a well-known psychiatric disorder marked by an excessive water drinking amount, the staff failed to diagnose Whitehead and she continued to have unmonitored access to water. She was tranquilized and slipped into a coma, but staff believed she'd fallen fast asleep. She didn't, and they were hanging out, watching videos and shit, just kind of playing on their phones, and she was just drinking straight up water out of that tap until she fucking finally collapsed and died. They found her, and they tried to resuscitate her, but she died 2 days later at a local hospital.
Someone really should have been paying attention, though. When we go to the hospital, man, there are people in and out of your room like every freaking 10 minutes.
Her family's trying to sue. I don't know, man. I don't know. Do you think that's a good lawsuit? Do you think they have a chance of winning? Because it's really hard to sue a fucking hospital. It's hard, man.
Probably. They weren't paying attention and checking on her. They didn't realize what disease she had until it was way too late. Like, you're not, they weren't even doing anything about it. And she's in there just drowning.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, isn't that crazy that you could die from drinking?
You don't
too
notice
much
that she's over there, like, just constantly, like, can't get enough water? Like, something's gotta be up.
You would think. I mean, yeah, you would think you'd check. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird lawsuit, but they might actually have something there. Because usually when you're in a hospital, man, they're constantly. They are so fucking obnoxious and annoying.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta check your vitals. Like, oh my god, bitch. Let me just have a
especially
minute.
Especially if you're suicidal, you would think they'd be.
Yeah,
really,
if she's had a mental
really
breakdown.
Yeah.
Like.
You would think so.
She wasn't strapped up or anything. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It was a mental break, so this.
Absolutely. It's a fucking mess, man. What do you got?
Oh. Two canines have been ripping up vehicles at a Texas auto dealership, causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages, according to employees. The dogs terrorized the G Motors dealership on three separate nights between November 6th and 18th, tearing off bumpers and fenders, shocking surveillance footage shows.
Fucking assholes.
They took off bumpers and fenders from cars.
Scumbags.
Have you ever seen a dog even attempt that?
No.
Like, that's insane.
No, never. Never once.
It's metal.
Yeah.
What the hell would they want with that?
It's just I don't know, man. You're just rabid, I guess, at that point. You gotta be.
So odd. So the pooches alone ravaged five cars, with damages estimated to cost $100,000 to $350,000. The sales manager, Gabby Ficori, told the outlet, "You just never think a dog has this kind of power to tear up a car like that." And the pictures were horrific, dude. I don't know what these dogs were on. Another employee said he believed only a wolf could cause such extensive damage before seeing the video. The dogs can be seen walking on top of the cars and seemingly working together to pull off parts of the car with their teeth. Footage of the first incident shows a cat, which employees believe the dogs may have been after. Ficori said the incidents have left workers terrified and is worried it would keep people coming from his business. Nobody wants to leave their cars anymore. They want to make sure that they get straight into the office. They're so scared, he told ABC 13. Whose dogs are these?
That's horrifying. You know what reminds me of? The freaking Christmas movie where the dad... It reminds me of the Christmas story of the movie where the dad, every time you open the door, the neighbor's dogs will fucking burst into the house and try to get his turkey.
Yeah. The dealership has filed a report with the Houston Police Department, but they've been told there is nothing the police can do as it's a civil matter unless the dogs have attacked a human. They were urged by police to hire a private investigator to track down the dog's owner, if they have one, whom they could sue for damages. Oh my god.
Mm-mm-mm.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
A $350,000 fucking bill. Because your dog freaking tore some shit apart.
You kind of deserve it, because your dog shouldn't be allowed to just roam and tear shit up at that point. It's, if our dog went out there and did something horrible, it's our fault.
What kind of dogs do you have that they're biting metal things up? That's...
Rottweilers, I guess. I don't know, man. It's got to have a big mouth with good jaws, like a pit bull, maybe. I don't know.
Employees believe that the dogs are getting into the fenced-in dealership through a small gap. The dealership is moving to a new location next month, hopefully far from the destructive dogs. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
They just went
up
there and wreaked havoc, man.
Fucking crazy, dude.
Just went and started tearing all those cars apart.
They were probably having a good time. They were playing and shit. I mean, to them, they were having fun. They were, this is great.
Oh, my God.
Florida man confesses to murdering his brother. Kicks a detective and told him, I just killed my brother. So he confessed, at least. He came through in the end. Largo police responded at about 12:47 a.m. to a home on 3rd Street in the city of Largo after Joshua Robert Brinkley, 41, made concerning statements to acquaintances, according to Fox 13 News. Officers arrived at the scene to find Brinkley leaving his home in his car, but after noticing the officers, he stopped, exited the vehicle, put his hands in the air like he just don't care. and said, "I just killed my brother in the house."
Oh my God.
A welfare check of the home was conducted, and officers discovered the victim dead with visible gunshot wounds inside the home. So at least he wasn't a liar. He may be a murderer, but I do admire his honesty here. The identity of the victim is not made publicly available because of Marcy's Law, which grants protective rights to a victim of a crime. I had no idea that existed. I thought it was always public knowledge if it was a murder like this, like a publicly known murder. I thought they just told you. Hmm. Brinkley was arrested and transported to the Largo Police Department, where he kicked a detective. Police said the detective suffered minor injuries for being a bitch as a result of Brinkley's attack. Jeez. According to police, Brinkley was charged with murder in the first degree and battery on a law enforcement officer. Police said the murder was an isolated incident and the public was not in danger. He was taken to guess where else? Pinellas County Jail. World famous.
He'll have a lot of friends in there.
Can you imagine the fucking... Can you imagine if they had like an inmates row there, you could just walk through and just look at these people. Just look at their faces. They're all naked. They're all covered in something nasty.
They're all Florida
men. Cut up. Yeah. Cut up and bleeding. Fucking A, man. That's Florida man for you. So what do you think about this one?
I mean, at least he, you know, he said something like
that. He was honest.
You know.
Why did he attack the cop, though? I mean, he seemed like he was okay with going. He was like, all right, I killed him.
Yeah, that one I don't understand.
Man. That is still the one. When I think about any murder, when I think about any of these stories where someone kills another person, I always try to think about it like, man, like you must really hate.
And it was his brother. Maybe he, once it was over and done with, he's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with his body now? And he's like, fuck it, I'll just go tell the police. And they
let me ask you a question. Do you think this is a worse kind of murder than, like, someone who just does it and just doesn't even care? So like, some punk kid who just pulls the trigger on somebody, takes, like, $5 and runs off and goes home and plays video games.
Because if that punk did it to one person, is going to do it to him, who's to stop them from doing it to someone else?
Or something like this.
This guy obviously just wanted to kill his brother and get rid of him for some whatever reason.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to go kill someone else.
Yeah, I mean, there was a personal issue.
Yeah,
there,
I think this was an issue.
That was a... So there was a reason behind that. I think it's... I mean, it's still murder. It's still horrible, but I think
And it's horrible that it was your brother, but I don't think he's going to just go and off someone else now.
I'm just high. That's why I was thinking about that. Like, what kind of murder is worse, man? I think that's the worst kind when you got a motherfucker who just... Just like the kind of description I pulled. Like some kid who's in a gang just starts shooting to a crowd. He hits like 5 kids. Doesn't give a shit. His opponent gets away. But yet you're planning funerals for a couple of kindergartners and he's just at home. Mm-hmm. Hanging out.
Playing video games.
Getting his hair braided by his mom while he's eating fucking, you know, waffles or some shit. Fruit Loops and waffles.
Fruit Loops, man.
Waffles. Satanic Temple's bizarre inclusion at Wisconsin Christmas Tree Festival sparks outrage. You think?
God.
Oh, man, the Satanic Temple. What? Satanist.
Well, everyone has to have somewhere to go.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. You know, Christmas brings everyone together.
You know, fuck it. Somewhere to worship.
Fuck it, let them come, man. You know, you don't turn anyone away, no matter how vile they may be. And you know what, man? I did go down a rabbit hole a while back just to see what the hell Satan was all about. I was never considering joining it or anything. I just wanted to know, just like I wanted to know what the hell Scientology is about. Just curiosity, you know? And some of the stuff that they preach isn't, I mean, you would think, just like I thought at first, like Satan is when you're like, drinking baby's blood and shit. It has nothing to do with that. It's actually quite the opposite.
Why the hell would you think that?
Because you think Satanism. I mean, that's just like fucking, like they have like, they worship Baphomet and shit and they fucking hate rock salt, you know, that kind of stuff. Those fucking weirdos, you know, like they're possessed by demons. That was kind of shit I was thinking of. But they're really not like terrible. And they actually have some sort of like decent thoughts about society that would actually benefit if people took them under consideration. So I'm not shitting on Satan. I don't want any Satanists fucking coming out of the woodwork saying they're going to put a hex on me or some shit. I'm actually giving a little, I'm saying they're not as terrible as you would think, just based off of their title, you know? See what the fuck they're all. I'm not saying they're great either, but they're not that bad. The Wisconsin Museum is facing backlash after its annual Christmas Tree Festival included some controversial entries this year. Of the 66 trees on display at the National Railroad Museum in Oshawa, Wisconsin, if I fucking nailed that...
Good job, man.
That's a fucking good one. You were making fun of me earlier, so I just wanted to just throw that one at you there. The ones that seem to draw the most attention belong to the Satanic Temple of Wisconsin and the Bay Area Council on Gender Diversity. Oh, fuck. Now, see, that's... See, I'm sitting there giving the Satanic Temple a little bit of credit. The other one, I just can't. The gender diversity, I can't give them any credit. The trees, which will be displayed until December 31st, included decorations fitting for the causes and not the typical ornaments depicting images related to Jesus, angels, or the Christmas holiday. The tree belongs to the Satanic Temple were adorned with red lighting and beads, pentagrams, and various ornaments, with one reading Hail Santa, an apparent play off the phrase Hail Satan. The gender diversity tree included pink and blue colored trans flags and ornaments with sayings such as Protect the Trans Kids.
Oh my god.
Oh, the gender diversity tree.
Yeah, no.
Seriously, what the fuck? No, because like now you're trying to pervert Christmas. Get the fuck out of here, man. Can the kids be safe on like the holiest day of the year? Can they be safe for like the one day where you should not be perverted? Even the perverts and pedophiles should take that day off. Take Christmas the fuck off. Leave the kids alone, right?
Yeah.
Don't throw this trans shit out there. Leave them the fuck alone. You bother everybody. You want attention 365 days of the year. Can you just take 364 and leave them the fuck alone for one fucking day? Nope, they want them all. They even want the leap year one too, you fucking perverts. So according to local NBC affiliate WGBA, museum CEO Jacqueline Frank admitted a number of local residents attending the festival had expressed concern over the presence of the trees, but also said some praised their inclusivity. Others took to social media to air their grievances. So people were pissed and saying this is a family-friendly event. Why is Wisconsin looking like Commie-fornia? We used to be wholesome and safe. What is this shit all about? People were out there boycotting this, and of course they kept it. Christians, you know, going at it with conservatives online about this. It's been a fucking crazy ass event, and hasn't even hit December yet, and we're already fighting over Christmas.
What else is new though?
What do you think about this? I mean, there's no place for anything but the typical Christian belief for Christmas, I believe.
Can't we just have fun Christmas trees?
Yeah, I mean, Christmas is Christmas. You celebrate Christmas, which means all aspects of Christmas and the way it's supposed to be preserved and celebrated. If you don't believe in Christmas and you're into, you know, Judaism, whatever, you do Hanukkah and you do that. And people that celebrate Christmas don't shit on Hanukkah. You do your thing and we'll do ours, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the way it always was? Why can't the Satanists do their thing on their day and then the gay people, they have every other fucking day of the year to say, look at us, all fucking, they never shut the fuck up about it. So, I mean, they do it all the time anyway, so you really can't get them the fuck out of the way. So, I don't know, man. This is just really fucking stupid. We haven't even hit Christmas yet. We haven't even hit December 1st. Mariah Carey hasn't even gotten out of her coffin yet.
I'm sure there's going to be more.
Yeah.
Someone's going to have some stupid display that someone's offended by. Like, we're going to be hearing some more. I guarantee it. It's not just going to be this one.
It's just ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Already doing a scene, and it's going to have gay shit all over it. It'll be a rainbow tree. It'll have rainbow fucking balls on the fucking... It'll probably have, like, actual balls dangling from the tree. Like, actual fucking nuts. It's gonna be a fucking LGBTQ fucking. They're gonna add more shit to it by then. It'll be a fucking gay tree, and it's gonna cause a lot of shit this year. How much you want to bet? That'll be the issue this year.
Wouldn't surprise me.
That'll be the thing in the news. That'll be the fucking thing they're gonna be all tweeting about because that's what they fucking do. These losers, motherfuckers in the politician world and they don't do anything on the floor. They just fucking do that. I think that's what it's gonna be this year. What else you got?
Okay. While SWAT team members were searching her backpack, where they discovered methamphetamine and other narcotics, Ariella Messina had one request of law enforcement. Don't take her dildo.
Whoa. don't touch it, huh?
The 27-year-old Messina made this plea after investigators found a blue vibrator in the backpack. The backpack also contained Messina's driver's license and a necklace with the name Ariella on it. By asking for her sex toy, police declared Messina made it apparent that the book bag was hers and she was aware of the contents inside. During the execution of a search warrant early Tuesday morning at a residence in Jensen Beach, Florida, cops seized cocaine, meth, drug paraphernalia, and brass knuckles. So she was ready to go.
Sounds like it.
With her dildo in the backpack.
Fucking bitch.
Messina was one of five individuals arrested at the scene. In addition to her adult toy, police found a substance that tested positive for meth and muscle relaxants, for which she did not have a prescription. At the time of her November 21st arrest...
Nor she had the muscle relaxers. Girl was into some anal.
Oh my god. Okay.
So that's what she's using it for.
Messina was on probation in connection with a 2022 conviction for possession of cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana. Those drugs, court records show, were inside a locked safe in Messina's residence. Messina was booked into the county jail on a pair of felony drug counts. She is being held in lieu of $10,000 bond. The whereabouts of Messina's dildo are not known at this time.
Oh, I hope it's safe.
It's missing.
I hope it's safe. I hope it's in a warm, wet, and safe place right now.
Is it in her book bag? Are the police playing with it behind the counter?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Where is it?
I mean, kid, you got to make sure that thing's safe. Return that shit to sender, man. I mean, there ain't no other place it should be than with its rightful owner. I mean, it's a very personal object.
That's a
good memory of that fucking thing. Oh, that's a fucking hell of a story, man. It reminds me of that one that you had where the person, like, is driving a truck and it's spilled over and all the sex toys are spilled out in the road, the lube and shit. Everything was covered in lube. Sometimes I think that's like an angel just having fun out there. Just being like, you know what, fuck this. This is a boring day at work. Just fucking flick a truck over and watch this shit go down. Here we go. I got one for you where shit did go down. So armed EMTs thwart an axe-wielding woman who slashed a man's face before smashing a station door.
With an axe?
Yes.
That's fucked up, dude.
You can easily have taken the man's fucking head off. I mean, that's like, unless you did like a warning shot with the axe, I don't know. So armed Kentucky EMTs subdued a woman accosted of stabbing a man with an axe before she allegedly smashed a door at the emergency service station. The Olive Hill Police Department said suspect Kelly Boggs, 44, allegedly attacked an unidentified man with an axe at about 1 a.m. Friday. The male victim was left with serious injuries to his face and was found in a ditch behind the Carter County EMS station's west base. This woman's fucking rough looking too in her mugshot. Police said after she attacked the man, she made her way to the EMT station and smashed a glass door. A group of EMTs were sleeping inside the station at the time of the incident. The emergency workers jumped into action to subdue the woman, holding her at gunpoint until police arrived. Boggs, who was from the neighboring town of Grayson, was charged with assault and criminal mischief. She's being held at the Carter County Detention Center. The injured victim was taken to a local hospital where he's being treated for serious injuries. So, I mean, this woman just fucking snapped.
Yeah.
And went at the wrong fucking place. Or maybe the right place. Better she had her incident there.
And not some in a
private residence, yeah, and went through their door and attacked some random person. At least it happened there, you know, where fucking people were trained and actually knew what the hell to do in a crisis situation.
Dude, she axed someone's face.
Yeah. Attempted murder at the very least.
That's fucking awful, man.
I mean, that's not assault with a deadly weapon. That's attempted murder.
Yeah.
If you swing a deadly weapon at someone, that's attempted murder, in my opinion, because if that thing connects, you could potentially kill them.
Yeah.
You don't swing something at somebody unless you mean it.
Not at the head.
And you treat it as if the person meant it. Even if they miss wildly, you say, you meant it. You meant to do this. So you should charge someone with the highest fucking court. Because if they would have connected, it would have had the highest consequences.
Yeah.
So you charge them the highest possible way, you know. It's still fucking crazy, though. It's like people are just snapping left and right, man. It's just the way the world is now. It's always been this way, but it seems like every fucking day. I mean, we've never had more material. Seriously, we could do a show every fucking day. A 3-hour show every day. We could. Literally, this is crazy shit all the time. It's like, yeah. It's never been like this before. There's always something crazy going on. It's just, everyone's been activated, man. That's what happens. You get desperate times, desperate fucking people, so. What else you got?
And I never see any of it. I just read about it.
Well, I mean, we go to Walmart enough.
No. All right, I grabbed this story just for you, specifically, okay?
Oh.
So listen up.
Okay.
Mattel is offering a collectible Mariah Carey Barbie doll just in time for the holidays.
I want it. I want one.
The toy company announced the holiday collector's item earlier this week. This beautiful doll makes a wonderful gift for Barbie collectors and Mariah fans alike, Mattel shared online. The Mariah Carey Barbie is wearing a glittery red gown inspired by Carrie's music video for her holiday hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I'm looking at it. $123.
Mariah Carey is one of the best-selling female artists of all time. Barbie celebrates this incredible vocalist with a collectible holiday doll in her likeness, Mattel shared. According to Mattel, the Mariah Carey Barbie is selling for $75. Mattel Creations had a few of the dolls for sale on Friday, but have since sold out.
I found a scalper then. It's like, nerd, yeah. Put himself a scalper, $123 they're at now, huh?
As of Saturday, Mattel's website is informing Barbie fans to check out Target and Walmart locations for availability, as well as Amazon. Because they're selling out everywhere, apparently, at $75.
Dude, this is a nice looking Barbie. You see it? Did you look at the picture? It's cool looking, man.
But I got that just for you.
Oh, I love it. You know I love you some Mariah Carey.
If you had this stupid freaking Barbie doll, I'd be singing to it.
I'd be singing to it. I'd be dancing with it and shit. I love me some Mariah Carey, man. I fucking love
that
woman.
She's even wearing the
dress. Love some Mariah Carey.
They did a good job with it.
They did a great job. It's even got her little fucking mole and shit.
Yep.
Got the hairstyle. It nailed it. It fucking nailed Mariah Carey. I would like to see a set, like all the Mariah Careys, all the versions of Mariah Carey. The curly haired little cutie when she first came out.
Yeah.
I want fat, drunk Mariah Carey. I want that one. Yeah, that's the one I want. I want all the Mariah Careys. I want every last version of them. And I want them all in my little fucking room. Yeah. Have them all dancing together and shit. It's Christmas time, man. It's the only time of the year. She's like Count Dracula. She's like a fucking Snorlax.
You don't hear from her all year long.
You don't hear shit from her.
You don't see her. You don't hear any stories about her. She's not popping up on TMZ getting in trouble. Like, nothing's happening.
Not a damn thing. Christmas comes around, and where is she?
Boom, there she is. She's everywhere.
Her fucking casket opens. Her little fingers crawl out from behind.
She hibernates all year.
And then that song comes up. All I love Christmas.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, because I didn't watch it. The parade to me is so damn boring. But I wonder if she was in the Thanksgiving Day parade singing the fucking stupid song.
Oh, I'm sure. She is the fucking ultimate Christmas person. She is.
Oh, God. It's a good song. I'll give it that, but...
It's not just that song, though. She sang a lot of the Christmas songs, but that is Christmas song.
I didn't have her Christmas album, so I have no fucking idea.
There's quite a few of them. The other one, there was one that we heard today in Walmart that always puts me in a good mood when I hear that one. It's like a faster song, and I think they play it a lot in Elf. It's like one of those faster Christmas songs. It's like a happier, upbeat one.
Yeah.
But that was the one I was playing in the store today. But it'll get old.
Christmas music is good, though.
It'll get old in about 2 days.
Every time I hear a Christmas song, I want to sing.
Yeah, me too, for the most part.
They're all good songs.
And then after a while, man, it just fucking gets old as shit because it's like in every store you hear it every fucking where you go, so... It starts to turn into a fucking grumpy old asshole, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here. And then, Christmas is your favorite holiday, and it's my second favorite, right after Halloween, if you can count that as a holiday.
No.
Can you count as a holiday? It seems like it's fucking depressing every year.
Yes.
I think what we're going to end up doing, I think this is going to be our future for Halloween, is it's going to be us taking, because we have to take Jenna everywhere we go. We're going to have to get dressed up and go somewhere with her, like as adults. Just take
Firehouse.
Her out.
Firehouse.
Yeah, like wherever they do like adult things.
The Firehouse used to do it where I live.
Yeah.
Where they would open it up and like kids and stuff can go in there and hang out there.
Yeah, but like that, I think that'll be our future for the holiday. Because, I mean, even sitting around the house, it's like, why the fuck are we doing this anymore?
Yeah, unless the weather is amazing next year, because this past year it was really, really chilly. Yeah. But unless it's amazing and warm like it normally is,
I'm not doing this shit next year. I'm not going outside.
I'm just
not doing this. I'm not handing out candy. I'm just gonna, if someone knocks on the door, they can have some. If not, then who cares? The same candy we had this year, we're going to save it for next year. We got two fucking big ass things. It was depressing.
I know.
It was fucking depressing. It's either we go somewhere this year, or this no, well, next year coming up, or we just fucking just not do it at all because it was depressing. So anyway, I was trying to figure out.
Because the last one. Boom.
You motherfucker.
Bam.
You motherfucker. Where the fuck do you have to be?
I don't have to be anywhere.
Where are you
literally
late for? What are you late to do, you son of a bitch?
I got nothing, man.
It's depressing. It is depressing. Isn't this a depressing fucking
life? I
got
nothing. You know what I'm going to do when we get up here? Go on Amazon.
You know what we
do? Start looking around for Christmas.
We sit around in separate rooms all day long, wishing the other one would just die already. I think that's what we spend our days doing.
It's nice to know how you really feel about me, because that is not what I'm doing.
Listen, the only reason why I know this is because I read your diary, all right? I found it, bitch.
Oh, I should have hit it a little bit better.
You just wrote in it last night.
Oh, you want to talk? Oh, my God. You want to talk about me coming into the room?
Oh, man, I was freaking stoned out of my mind. You scared the shit out of me.
I stood there for a minute, like, it is pitch black. And I have a certain routine that I do. I have to get my side of the bed ready for me to get in. Mm-hmm. Like, it's my blankets, my pillows and stuff. I have to set it all up.
Yep.
So I get that done, and I stood there for a minute, and I like, froze. I don't even know why I did it. And then you said something. You're like, stop doing that. You're freaking me the fuck out.
I'm like, where the fuck are you? I'm like, where's this idiot at? And then I look up, and I see a silhouette, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm too high for this shit. And I was just thinking about demons ironically killing me because I don't know why. I was just panicking. And then I'm like, can you please stop doing that? You're freaking me out. And then he were just standing there like Jason and Voorhees. He's not even moving. And then I rolled over and I'm like, is this motherfucker still there? And I looked over and you were gone. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm immediately thinking, like, I watch enough of these movies where maybe you're really not even in here and that's really the thing that's going to kill me. So my high brain is just trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And then I look over and I see you, like, crawling into the closet, like, from whence you came. Like, this fucking monster crawling into the fucking closet in the bedroom. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So I'm freaking out, like, yelling at you. You get the fuck out of there. And then you scurry back out like a rat. Like, what the fuck? I had it with this shit, man. Everyone's trying to freak me out in this damn house because they know that's the vulnerable time,
man. Oh my God.
Like, at nighttime is when the
I was standing there. I'm like, you know what would be funny?
No.
I'm just going to go hide in the closet because you can't really see anything. You happen to see me get in there.
Crawling in the closet? What the fuck is going on here?
I'm like, okay, I'm just going to really creepily crawl out of the closet towards the bed. That was the most hilarious freaking thing, man.
Oh, God.
We need cameras in this house.
No, we don't. We do not need cameras in this fucking house. All right, let's hop to over here. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for leaving the church even though they can't run service without me? So, they left the church and they can't. So, this church can't operate. This person thinks they're so
incapable.
Important.
Of doing anything by themselves.
Yeah, the church can't. Well, maybe they're a young person. The church is a bunch of old people. They need someone to work the computer for them or something.
Well, that could be. But you can easily find someone. I'm putting that in the paper. If anyone gets the paper anymore.
I guess the reason's why you're leaving the church. But I guess you don't really need a reason. You do what you want.
Yeah, bulletin board. Churches sometimes have bulletin boards. So you put flyers and shit up on there.
Yeah, they do. It's normally people looking for shelter and shit. Hey, I'm homeless. But I'm also hot, so please take me in.
You're an idiot.
I'm a 21-year-old female. I recently left the church I grew up in. It was a very hard decision and long journey for me, but I've worked through some of the fear and guilt that was keeping me there. While I was attending church, I was a very integral part of the church. I was the only person in the church who could play music and sing. Every week, I would work with the pastor to pick worship music based on the sermon that week, and then on Saturday, I would essentially run a one-man worship concert. I did this for about 6 years since I was 15. Well, damn. That's pretty impressive. You can run a whole show as a 15-year-old, like, perform the whole thing. That's pretty damn good. For 6 years, they probably...
Right. You're playing the organ and freaking singing.
But I'm saying, like, that's 6 years of performing in front of people. That's a really good experience. Yeah. That's really fucking impressive. Another important thing is to mention that I'm gay. I've known since, of course.
That's important? What does that have to do with...
Because their sexual identity is their only fucking identity. That's the only thing that defines
them. Who cares?
Which is weird. Why? I mean, and I'm not trying to put anyone down here, but why would you make that your primary, like, focal point? I'm not saying they all do it.
I don't know, but he said it had to do with the story, so maybe there's...
But like, now I'm just openly asking a question. Why is that your part? Like, I'm a straight man, but that's not the way I introduce myself. Hi, I'm a straight man. It's not a part of my identity. It's not important. It's not necessary to who I am as a person. So why is it so important to you as a person that you're sleeping with the same gender? Why is it that important that everyone accepts you for that part of your life? It shouldn't be that big a part of your life. I mean, it's not important to me. What I do is not important to you. What you do, why is it so important? You know, I don't get it. I don't understand that. Maybe someone could explain that to me because I honestly don't get it. Why is that? Like, why do you think so little of yourself that that is your main characteristic in life? If someone asked you to describe yourself,
maybe because it's automatically assumed you're straight.
But I mean, it shouldn't matter. Stupid. But it shouldn't matter.
No, it shouldn't matter. I completely agree. Because I don't give a fuck.
Because we're not bigots. Yeah. It doesn't matter to us what you do. It doesn't matter. So why do you care so much? Why are you the bigot, gay person? Because if you think that's all you're worth, you're worth more than that. So anyway, another important thing to mention that I'm gay. I've known since high school, and so have my parents. They're surprisingly supportive, considering the conservative church we have been attending as long as I can remember. I've never been in the closet, but I've also never publicly came out on social media or anything. Listen, sir, you don't have to be in the closet. They've seen you perform for 6 fucking years. I'm sure they knew when you were doing splits and chaps in front of everybody.
Chaps.
How close you worked with the pastor. I mean, everybody knew there was something going on. I knew some sugar in your tank there, homeboy. This is a girl, that's right. The one time I brought my girlfriend to church, well, man, oh, shit, they probably...
Oh, I thought it was a guy.
No, I thought it was a guy, too, but I forgot. At the beginning, they said it was a girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one time I brought my... So that just blows my whole fucking little thing there. But it was, but it was still funny. The one time I brought my girlfriend to church, everyone thought she was just a friend I was trying to convert. Yeah, you're trying to convert her, all right. There you go, we're back on track. 2 weeks ago was my breaking point. Our pastor's sermon was about how the world is becoming more inclusive. It was a long and frankly awful sermon. But the part that finally got me to leave was when he mentioned how all the kids are gay now and how our whole generation needed to either repent or burn in hell eternally. Ooh. Now, this is what turns me off about organized religion so much, is when people turn to hateful shit like this to get your message across.
Ew.
Burn in hell eternally? You're damning these people. That's not your job, sir, to damn these people eternally for their actions in life. That's not your position there, pastor. Your job is to just fucking just preach and teach people about the word. You're not the condemner, motherfucker. And I think that's where a lot of these people get confused.
Yeah.
A lot of them get confused. You're just a worshiper, just like the rest of us. You ain't shit. Just because you got a fucking robe on, you got that stupid little fucking white tie around your neck, you ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't shit, motherfucker. You can't condemn a damn person. That ain't your job to tell people how to live their lives. You can't tell them that's where they're going. That pisses me off. But anyway, before this happened, I knew that our damnation wasn't exactly welcoming of the... Or our denomination, rather, sorry. Wasn't exactly welcoming of the LGBT plus community, but to hear it so bluntly stated in front of everyone was something else, and I couldn't keep living in blissful ignorance. I decided that after the service, I would no longer take part in a church who didn't like people like me. Yeah, I have every right to. The next week, when he called me to arrange to meet about the church service for that week, I politely explained that I would no longer be taking part or attending his church anymore. I tried to keep it civil, just telling him that our views and theologies didn't match or align anymore. For both of our sake, I was just going to leave. He freaked out, telling me that it wasn't fair to him or the rest of the congregation that I would leave so abruptly without making alternate arrangements to replace music. He tried to demand that I come back until he could find someone else, but I declined and then hung up the phone. Since then, I've had countless church members telling me how disappointed they are that church has been canceled and how I should make things right with God and come back to the church. God has how many churches? Do you think he minds if one of them closes for the fucking week due to renovations?
Got a billion, man.
God's like, all right, well, you guys can take off. There's a lot of other, how many fucking locations? There's more churches than fucking McDonald's. Just go to the one dumb street,
for fuck's sakes.
Ah, man, this whole thing is just a clusterfuck. It really is. This whole story is a clusterfuck. It really is, man. I mean...
Well, I completely understand now why she had to say that she was gay. Because it's all about that.
Yeah, I get it.
So I understand that now. And I don't think she's an asshole. I wouldn't deal with that shit either.
I'd be gone, man. Like, yeah, hey, if you don't agree with me, I mean, like, you're going to sit there and dog me out for my lifestyle choices and shit.
I wouldn't put up with that. I couldn't sit through that. No, thank you.
Yeah. It's just an uncomfortable situation. I mean, you have every right to leave. You're not bound to that.
Yeah. And then it's up to them. They could go find the next singer.
You could be a lesbian and still be a good servant of God. I mean that's just the way that I see it. But then again, I'm not the one who makes the final decision. That ain't my fucking cause. That's why I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Some people give a fuck too much. Like this guy getting a little bit too little bit too comfortable in his role there of power, his little position of power over his fucking people his sheeple. You know. He got a little too comfortable with power. He got a little loose with his fucking lips, man, like they all do. And that's just the thing. That's how you know these motherfuckers are phony and not the real deal. It's sad. It really is, man, you know? It really is, bud. Let's finish it up here. I've also had that pastor reach back out asking if I would teach guitar to his son if I was really going to leave forever. I politely declined. My parents have mentioned that it was rude to leave as abruptly as I did without giving anyone a chance to try and find a replacement. So am I the asshole for leaving the church and nobody to replace me, essentially making it so that church is canceled until they find a replacement? Is the music that important to their... Can't they just alter the service? Be like, hey, we're just going to talk a little bit more. The word of God is more important than a fucking song.
Yeah.
Do they rely that much on the music? You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Yeah. They rely, can't you have it without the songs?
Thing is, it's not her response. I would feel so uncomfortable there that I wouldn't go either.
Yeah.
So, I don't think she's an asshole. Good for her.
100%. I don't think she can be the asshole in this one. I mean, this is if you don't feel comfortable doing something, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Don't make yourself uncomfortable to make someone else happy. There's just no reason you should ever do that. And if a person, you know, respects you enough, they should be able to accept that. You know, it's fucked up. Be yourself, man. If someone can't accept them, tell them to go fuck themselves. And this guy already told you how he feels about you. He already fucking told you. He doesn't like you. You can burn in hell. So he already stated his position. You know it. You just do what you can. And she left. And I respect it. Not the asshole for me, too.
Yeah, no.
Nice and fucking simple, man. So.
Yeah.
It's Monday. And it's going to be a long week. I have a feeling this one is going to be a long one. Because it's getting colder. This is the last week of November here. And we got to start Christmas shopping. We haven't started doing that. So. I think that's going to be the plan for the next couple of days, is to start that up, at least on this front, and watch Ozark. I think that'll be my next thing. I'm going to try to focus on solely Ozark at the moment, and not try to get involved in too many things at once, because I do kind of like where this is headed, and I think after this, I'm going to probably put another episode on, so, and play the video game. Do that.
Yeah.
And hate work. What about you?
Probably Gossip Girl, and that might be it.
We are going to make it to Friday, though, people. But first, you got to follow us and tell them where they can do that.
You can follow us at Voice of Misery on all platforms, and then Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.
Sounds like you had to ponder that one for a minute.
Yeah, I was blanking. I don't know what the fuck. Huh. Yeah.
All right, we'll see you.